Peace be with you all this morning. First of all, on behalf of my family, myself, I want to say a big thank you to all of you, Mount Zion. Oda when you chair him last week. Nobody is drunk as Ankasa. We knew you guys loved us, but last week was different, on a different level. The joy, the support, your gifts, your prayers overwhelmed us. Words cannot describe how my family and I feel towards the people of Mount Zion. All we can say is we love you too. Beloved, this morning I want us to reflect on the theme, Your Joy is Coming. Your joy is coming. See, life often comes in seasons. Some joyful, some marked with trials, some marked with sorrow. Many believers find themselves in night seasons. They cry in secret and they ask God, when will it be over? But the word of God assures us that the night will not be forever. The night will not be forever. Your joy is on the way. Hallelujah. Your joy is on the way. See, today's message is for anyone that is in the camp of waiting. Anybody in the room of pain and disappointment, today's message is for you. Amen. God has called me this morning to come here and tell you that your joy is coming. No matter how dark the night is, God's morning is always promised. Your joy indeed is coming. You see, the scripture that we read, if the media people can project the Psalm 30 verse 5, and I want to focus on the second part. If we can have that, please, on the screens, Psalm 30 verse 5. And I want to focus on the second part. It says, weeping may remain for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That means weeping, sorrow, sadness is only temporary. Hallelujah. It's only temporary. And you know what? It's okay. Weeping is not a sign of weakness. It's on chede a week. It is the normal human response to suffering, to pain, to sorrow, to trials. However, the scripture emphasizes that it is temporary. It is only for a night. The psalmist acknowledges the reality of weeping. But here is the key. It only endures for a night. Turn to somebody and say, it only endures for a night. A night has a limit, right? Night has a limit. It's only for a night. It has a limit. And therefore, weeping also has expiration date. Hallelujah. Weeping has expiration date. Isaiah 43 verse 2. The scripture says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. when you pass through the waters, I, Jehovah, will be with you. We are passing through. You pass through moments of sadness. You pass through moments of trials, but you don't settle there. Hallelujah. You don't settle there. Don't build your tent in sorrow, for joy cometh in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. We don't set up our camp in sorrow because we have something and somebody that is greater. Hallelujah. Your resurrection is in the morning. Your resurrection is coming. Though it tarry, it shall surely come to pass. What the Lord has said about you. Hallelujah. God allows nice seasons for growth. He allows you to go through nice seasons for pruning. He allows us to go through the nice season for maturity. God wants us to mature. Nice season comes with certain lessons. We learn to be patient when we go through those seasons. Hallelujah. We learn to be dependent on God, not on ourselves. And then the final thing is we learn to endure. Hallelujah. And so God takes us through those nice seasons for a purpose. By the end of the day, joy is promised, joy is guaranteed for God's people. Jesus prepared his disciples for sorrow. If you look at John 16, 20 to 22, you will see that. But he also assured them that their grief will turn to joy. And therefore today, Christ is telling you that your sorrow will turn to joy. This joy is not circumstantial. It's spiritual. And it's anchored in Christ. Hallelujah. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Anambwa. We all know that. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. And it is a supernatural force that gives us strength. Psalm 126, verse 5 to 6, encourages those who sow in tears to expect to reap in joy. This is a divine promise. That no pain is wasted in God's economy. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. And no one will take that away from you. This morning I'm here to encourage you. The same thing that Jesus said is what I'm telling you, because Jesus encouraged us. He gave us those words of encouragement before his crucifixion. Jesus wasn't promising trouble-free life. He didn't give us a golden pass through life, because that's, he himself went through it. He went through trials. They spat on him. They gave him whips. They tore his flesh. Hallelujah. He experienced pain. And so he understands what pain is. He understands what pain is. But he also promised that there is joy after the pain. And that's what I'm bringing to you this morning. Even in trials, there is joy that strengthens us. If you look at Nehemiah 8:10, it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. People of God, joy is coming. Joy is coming to the grieving widow. Joy is coming to the weary single parent. Joy is coming to the barren woman. Joy is coming to the faithful servant who has been sowing in tears. Joy is coming, people of God. Joy is coming. See, there are too many examples in the scripture of what joy is for tomorrow. You all remember Joseph. From that pit to the palace in Egypt. Hallelujah. God will raise you from that pit into that palace. Hallelujah. We also know the story of Job. How God restored him. This morning, God's message to you is he's going to restore you more than you can even imagine. Because that's what happened to Job. God restored him higher than where he was before. And let's look at our own Savior, Jesus Christ. From crucifixion to resurrection. How sweet. How sweet. Now, what do we do while we wait? It's very, very important. We keep praying. Hallelujah. Luke 18:1 tells us that we must keep praying. Always. Never give up. Never give up. Some time ago, a certain senior minister told me something. He said, it is easy for us to question God when we pray and things are not happening. Right? I didn't hear you there. Forces be sure. So when God sends your angel to come and bring you the good news, that joy in the morning, that night the angel will be fighting. Hallelujah. That angel will be fighting. The good thing is God's angels always win. So though the battle may be fierce, though the battle may be tough, and therefore they have to fight longer, but that morning always comes. Hallelujah. Keep praising God when you are in those moments of sorrow, when you are in those nighttime seasons. Keep praising God. See, when an away who fetish priest there or yeah, Yamada, right? When the fetish priest is doing their things, they keep praising their God, right? That's what they do. See, when you keep the only thing God cannot do for himself is praise himself. Hallelujah. That's the only thing God cannot. God is not. Is not. Try to imagine. No fancy. God is not conceited. Conceited. No fancy. Are they? Huh? God is not conceited. Into own tomb or nankasa own prison. But he can raise stones to do that. Hallelujah. If you don't do it, he will raise stones, ordinary stones, to do that. And therefore, you want to praise him even in your moments of sorrow. You also want to remain faithful. Don't grow weary. Your season is coming. Don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. Maybe your victory is just hours away. What happens when you stop? Then it doesn't come. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, you've been praying, you've been praising God, you've been doing all the things you should do. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Surround yourself with faith-filled believers. Iron sharpeneth iron. It's not when you're going through those dark moments that you associate with an unbeliever. Because Mawaba Kachero onye encouraging. Hallelujah. Nyamina efolo na all this while. Abazina wayamo. Shemosine hiacho. Shemosine yaraba kao. Hallelujah. God is good. This morning, I'm here to declare prophetic blessings upon you as directed by the Almighty God as I bring this message to a close. This morning represents new beginnings. This morning represents fresh mercies. This morning represents restored hope. God is about to shift the season. God says he's about to shift the season. God says morning is breaking. Do not stop praying. Do not stop thanking him, because the dawn is breaking. The tears that you have cried, they've been collected by God. But if God is collecting your tears, hallelujah. If God himself is collecting your tears, hallelujah. There will be dancing where there is mourning. There will be victory where there is failure. There will be success where there's failure. God is in the zone. Hallelujah. God is amongst his people. Your joy is coming. Say after me, my joy is coming. My testimony is near. God is not done with me yet. He's not done with you. See, you think you are all it. You think No. God is not done with you yet. He's about to bless you more. That you cannot even have room to store what he has for you. Hallelujah. You won't even have room to receive. And if you think God has forgotten about me, oh, wait. Wait for that morning. For that dawn is breaking. It is breaking. Psalm 126, verse 1 to 2 says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter. But you won't project in my mind. Psalm 126, 1 to 2. Psalm 126, 1 to 2. Psalm 126, 1 to 2. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, Mount Zion, God is going to bring you back. Hallelujah. God is bringing Mount Zion back. Hallelujah. You'll be like those that dreamed. It's only in your dreams that you think you're going to prosper. I'm telling you, you're going to prosper more than you can ever imagine. Mount Zion will prosper. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. Your tongues will sing songs of joy. the Lord will do great things in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't want to go ahead of you, Lord. I don't want to be behind you. voice of laughter. Lord, every delay be set up for divine acceleration. Touch hearts this morning. Touch hearts that are discouraged, O Lord. Father, touch hearts that are confused. Speak peace over storms and bring